Unit 2, pages 40 and 41.
Banker to the Poor by Muhammad Yunus. Every single individual on earth has both the potential and the right to lead a decent life, declared the announcer when the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to Muhammad Yunus. Yunus would agree. His autobiography, Banker to the Poor, is the story of how he has put this belief into practice. In 1974, Yunus was a young professor of economics at Chittagong University in Bangladesh when a famine struck his country. All of a sudden, Yunus became disillusioned with economic theories. What good were these elegant theories, he explains, when people died of starvation on pavements and on doorsteps? Yunus took his students on a field trip to the nearby village of Jobra to study the problem of poverty firsthand. What he discovered there changed his life. Many of the villagers were caught up in a vicious cycle of poverty. In order to buy the materials they needed to make baskets and furniture, women had been borrowing money from local moneylenders. They then returned the finished product to the moneylender, who sold it for a nice profit and gave the women a few pennies from the sale, but not enough to pay for new materials. Yunus understood that if the women weren't dependent on the moneylenders, they could sell their own goods for a fair price on the free market. He calculated that for only $27, he could help 42 women buy their own materials and break out of the desperate situation they were trapped in. That was the beginning of it all, says Yunus. I was not trying to become a moneylender. All I really wanted was to solve an immediate problem. And so the Grameen Bank, from Gram, meaning village, was born. The Grameen Bank operates on the principle of microcredit, an innovative banking program that gives poor people very small loans which they can use to start businesses and lift themselves out of poverty. Grameen Bank is a very different bank from the banks you are familiar with, says Yunus. Conventional banks are based on the principle that the more you have, the more you can get. We kind of reversed it, saying that the less you have, the higher priority you get. Yunus believes that credit is a basic human right that should be available to everyone, especially the poor. Access to credit brings out the potential in human beings, the ability to care for yourself, he explains. The success of the Grameen Bank has been amazing. Today, it employs over 12,000 people in more than 1,000 branches. It serves over 2 million borrowers and gives out loans of $35 million every month. But the bank is amazing for another reason. In a society where little value is placed on women, Yunus decided to lend money almost exclusively to women. Not only are women more likely than men to be poor, but Yunus found that when women were given loans, they were more likely to use them to improve their children's lives. Since they were closer to the children, the women were also our key to the future of Bangladesh, Yunus says. Although Banker to the Poor is intended for professionals in the field of development assistance, it is also suitable for a wider audience. Filled with the personal stories of those Yunus has helped, the book almost reads like a novel. My only complaint is its sometimes choppy organization. However, the book is so extraordinary that this can be overlooked. At the end of the book, Yunus asks, can we really create a poverty-free world? According to Yunus, the answer is a resounding yes.